Three men were arrested in Limerick last night after Gardaí broke up a street party. It happened at College Court in Castletroy, close to the university. 30 fines were also issued to people for breaching public health restrictions. Here's a few sounds from the party. Still singing Come On Eileen in 2021. Our Midwest correspondent Cathy Halloran joins us now. So Cathy, what do we know at this point about what happened near UL last night?
Yes, well, a significant Gardaí operation had to be put in place in the Castletroy area to break up a street party after complaints that a large number of people had gathered in contravention of public health guidelines. Now, as you say, three people were arrested during that operation and fixed payment notices for breaches of those guidelines were issued to 30 others. It happened at Carysfort Avenue College Court, which is located quite close to the University of Limerick, around 7 p.m. And this is an area that's heavily populated by students. A number of videos emerged on social media of widespread antisocial behaviour, during which a number of flares and fireworks were set off. There was lots of noise, public drinking, broken bottles in the area, loud singing and general rowdiness. Now, Gardaí say they attempted to engage with people at the scene, but following continued and orchestrated non-compliance with the guidelines and a failure of those there to comply with their directions, they were forced to intervene. Three men, as we say, aged in their 20s, were arrested, two for public order offences and one for a drugs offence. They've also begun an investigation to identify the organisers of this event, and they'll be preparing a file for the DPP, so further charges could follow in the months ahead.
What's been the general reaction, Cathy?
Well, the gathering and the activity witnessed by locals and by those on social media has been widely condemned as completely unacceptable by city councillors, by local people and indeed by those at national level in government. Former mayor of the city, Councillor Daniel Butler, said he felt really sorry for local residents who've had to endure this, what he described, selfish and vile behaviour. COVID or no COVID, this is never acceptable, he said. Also, local Labour councillor Alina Sikas said it was unacceptable behaviour and showed total lack of respect for the local community who've been trying so hard to stay safe in these difficult times. Fellow Labour councillor Conor Sheehan called on the university authorities to severely sanction those who were responsible, who he said were bringing their fellow students into disrepute by their reckless and selfish actions. And indeed, Labour TD and Minister for State with responsibility for third level, Niall Collins, said the scenes were very disturbing and a slap in the face to all of those who are struggling at the moment with COVID-19.
And specifically then, Cathy, the authorities at UL, have they said anything?
Yes, well, there was a statement last night from the president of UL, Professor Kirsten May, and she said the university will take action with strong disciplinary measures against any student who'd been found to have breached public health guidelines. I understand that senior college personnel are meeting along with Professor May this morning to discuss last night's events, and further action against students may follow. Amid increased calls for any students who blatantly ignore public health guidelines and the university's own code of conduct of personal responsibility to in fact be expelled. And there is growing intolerance about this behaviour in the midst of the pandemic. This of course is against the backdrop of a very worrying rise in recent weeks in clusters of COVID-19 infection among student households, up to 200 cases reported over a 3-week period last month. And public health officials have expressed their concerns about this and found that the same addresses were cropping up in those positive cases and indeed exceptionally high numbers in follow-up close contacts. So given this background, last night's events are a cause for great concern about the transmissibility of the virus and indeed exasperating public health efforts to lower the figures, particularly at this crucial stage.
All right, Cathy, thank you very much. Cathy Halloran, our Midwest correspondent.